This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Boeing Starliner mission didn't go the way it was planned, but the unmanned capsule did make it safely back to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says despite the Starliner's failure to reach the International Space Station, a lot went well on the test flight.
Some of the hardest parts of this mission have now been proven to be very, very capable. And so that's all positive. You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye. Better than I think anybody anticipated.
But that failure did mean the crew members of the International Space Station didn't get their Christmas presents, a fact Boeing's Jim Chilton acknowledged.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. That's not cool.
The expected Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump got a lot of attention today on today's Sunday TV talk shows. One of the issues discussed was should witnesses be called to testify. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Ron Johnson said no.
The case is pretty thin that the House is sending over us, if they ever send it over to us. Pretty thin gruel from my standpoint. So we'll let both sides have a fair chance of making their case, and then we should take a vote.
Senate Democrat Doug Jones said yes.
The American people in the United States Senate deserve to have a full, fair, and complete trial. And that means witnesses. It means documents. It means getting the information out now in this very, very serious matter.
Afghanistan's Election Commission had good news for President Ashraf Ghani today. Preliminary results from September's presidential vote indicate he appears set for a second five-year term in office. He received almost 51% of the vote. Challenger Abdullah Abdullah got about 40%. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.